time. The silent herald of life and death. Success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.
Be a set to if ever there was one.
Ellen, what have you done now, you stupid child? The best tea service of all the clumsy, ham-fisted idiots.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Clark, I really am. I don't know how it happened. Just slipped from my fingers.
Well, this is the final straw. You'll have to go.
Oh,
you're
oh,
far
my.
More trouble than you're worth. Now clear up this mess and get your things together.
Oh, please, Mrs. Clark, can't I have another chance?
Certainly not. I've been far too tolerant.
But I ain't ever broken anything before.
And I'm going to see to it that you never get the chance of doing so again. Now do as I say. Get this mess cleared away and bring the tea through into the veranda.
Yes.
Oh, it would happen to the vicar's here. Really, it is too infuriating. Hurry now. Don't just stand there. Hurry, hurry. Oh, tea, vicar.
Thank you, no, Mrs. Clark.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Now, what is it, Ellen?
I was wondering about tomorrow. Do you want me back at the same time?
I have told you no, Ellen. You'll find your wages in an envelope on the hall stand. Now, please go.
Oh, you're a cruel, heartless woman, that's what you are. And I'll pay you for it in the end. I promise you that. I'll see that you pay for this.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. Poor child. What was all that about?
Oh, she's a lazy little good-for-nothing. I've been forced to dismiss her.
Oh, Mrs. Clark, was it necessary?
I consider it to be, yes.
Couldn't you perhaps relent, give her another chance? Christian charity was a subject upon which we were speaking before she came out here. And charity starts at home.
This is no longer her home. She's made far too many mistakes.
And what of yourself, Mrs. Clark? We were talking of your mistakes, were we not? Now that I come to think of it, weren't you, in a roundabout way, also asking for a second chance? Well, Mrs. Clark, isn't that so?
So that's all there is to it, Alf. I'm fired.
Miserable old perisher.
I've nowhere to live, Alf. I haven't any money. You know that. We were saving every penny.
I know. Heaven knows I don't get much as a local police constable. The rate things are going, I can't see myself getting a promotion either. Oh, but never mind, Ellen. We'll work things out somehow.
Yoo-hoo! Hello there!
Oh, heavens, what a day. Here's that old posse, Miss Dogsbody, weaving her way down the hill on her bike.
Miss Loudsbody, Elf. And she may be eccentric, but she's really rather nice. At least she's kind. That's the exception rather than the rule in Little Gaddison.
Hello there. Oh, what a trip I've had. Glorious day, isn't it? Oh, good to be alive. Wonderful ride over to Great Gadsden. They are like champagne. Why, child, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing, really.
He's got the sack from Mrs. Clark's place. That's what's the matter. Instant dismissal because she broke a few of those silly pattern teacups. Thrown out she was.
Oh, goodness gracious, you poor girl.
Oh, it's all right.
All right, of course it is. Now, I tell you what you can do. You can have my niece's room until she returns. She left for a 6 weeks' holiday only yesterday.
What? Oh, that's very good of you, Miss Loudsbody, but I wouldn't dream of it. I mean, I wouldn't be able to pay.
Oh, nonsense. No need to bother about payment. You can make yourself useful about the place if you like. Be a bit of company for me, too. Not used to living alone again yet.
Oh, it's awfully good of you.
Not at all. Move in any time. And you've no need to bother about breaking any expensive china either. I haven't got any. See you later, any time. I must resume my ride. Oh, one, two, three, up and away. Bye-bye.
Well, what do you know about that?
I told you she was kind, Elf.
Out of the frying pan into the fire, if you ask me. You really go and stay there?
But I'll have to, I suppose. After all, I really haven't got much choice, have I? Polly's talking to us again, Miss Lazbody.
Oh, I wish you'd get used to calling me Clara, my dear. Yes, Polly always does, don't you, old girl?
No, there. No, it's Polly.
Really? You know, it's almost a natural voice. How did you get the parrot to speak so clearly, Miss Clara?
Concentration, my dear. Nothing more, just concentration. Now, come on, Ellen, my dear, let's be off. We mustn't be late. Miss Thurs the milliner has a completely new range of hats on display, and I must have one for the vicar's garden party.
Oh, but you don't want me to come with you, do you?
Of course I do. We're going to lunch at the inn, and, well, how are you going to choose a hat for yourself without trying it on?
But I can't afford a new hat.
Nonsense. Nothing like a new hat to make a woman feel better. Come on now. Old Miss Thurs will give me 2 for the price of 1. I can guarantee that. We'll teach her to try and fool us with her fancy prices.
Oh, but I don't think I've...
Decisions made. Enough said. Come. Goodbye, Polly.
Goodbye, Polly.
No, stay out, Polly.
Sorry, Percy, old girl. Nothing suitable yet.
But you've tried on practically everything I've got, Miss Clara.
That's the trouble with a face like mine. I look revolting in everything but a wide brim turned down all the way round.
I think you look best in the black one with a gold hat pin.
Too funereal, my dear. But at least you've got yours, Ellen, most attractive. Nothing here for me, I'm afraid. Oh, what about that mauve straw over there?
I'm sorry, Miss Clara. That's been put aside for Mrs. Clark. I have to take it up to her house this lunchtime.
Maud Clark, having hats put aside for her and the personal delivery. Let me try it on.
Oh, really, Miss Clara, please don't. Mrs. Clark's so particular. Do leave it for her.
Well, I'm particular too. I wouldn't be seen dead in this thing. All right, I know when I'm beaten. I shall just have to wear the Italian straw I wore last year. Come on, child. Luncheon first, and then I've an enormous amount of shopping to do. Where are you going to spend the afternoon?
I think I'll call on my boyfriend.
Elf, you mean, at the police station. Right. I'll meet you there at 4:30. Can't be before, I'm afraid. The bicycle has a wretched puncture being mended to the garage.
But if you're going to cycle back home...
Give you a lift on the back step, my dear. Easy. Done it lots of times for old Thursday, haven't I?
Well... You did once. It was quite an experience.
Perhaps I should walk.
Nonsense, safe as houses. Come along now. Cheerio, Fursey, old girl. Better luck with the sale next time, eh? Bring your hat, Ellen. Charge it in the usual way, won't you, Fursey?
So it seems that I've got to go to the vicar's garden party all dressed up, Elf.
Phew, Miss Lousebody's raising you in the world, isn't she?
Well, I don't like to offend her. She's so kind, giving me a home and cheering me up by buying me a hat and all that. Though I must say, I don't look forward to the journey back home on the back of her bike. What's the time?
Nearly 4:30.
Oh, heavens, there she is. Oh, I'll have to rush, Elf.
I'll call over tonight. That be all right?
Yes, I'm sure it will be. Goodbye, Elf.
Bye, love.
Oh, hot.
Well, shall I get off?
No, we'll manage. Oh, now it's just a question of coasting downhill. Sit back, Ellen. There we go.
Oh, careful. Careful of the bend down by Mrs. Clark's house.
Roger. Oh, look, there's the vicar's car. He's calling. Perhaps we should stop.
Oh, no.
Yes, we must. I must tell him that you're coming with me to the garden party. Hold tight, dear. Ready? Prepare to dismount. Oh, well, not a very graceful stop, but we're here. Hello there, Vicar.
Why, Miss Lousbody, and Miss Ellen, too.
Hello, Vicar. We saw you about to ring Mrs. Clark's bell and thought it would be a good time to stop.
I've already rung the bell, Miss Lousbody. In fact, I've done so several times... Mrs. Clark doesn't appear to be home.
Oh? hard luck.
It's really very odd. She's always in at this time on a Wednesday. It's my usual time to call.
Strange. The vicar's right. She's always at home this time on a Wednesday.
Have you tried the veranda?
No.
Well, why don't we...
Oh, please, Miss Clara. She won't like it,
I mean. Nonsense, child. Come on, vicar. Let's case the joints, as they say in the detective novels, shall we?
Oh, the French windows should be open. Oh, yes, they are.
Well, then someone is at home.
No one else lives here since I left. She couldn't get no one to put up with her.
I really feel this is an imposition. I mean, I've called so often, but never taken liberties such as this.
Oh, you're too orthodox, vicar. If you're a friend, why shouldn't you? Oh.
What is it?
Look. Look there, lying on the carpet just inside the window.
Oh, it's Mrs. Clark.
Maud. Maud. What on...
She seems to have fainted.
Oh, dear.
She hasn't fainted, Vicar. Maud Clark is dead.
Dead?
Are you sure?
Certain. How strange. She's wearing that mauve hat that I said I wouldn't be seen dead in. Oh, dear.
Well, Inspector, my girl Ellen was with the vicar in Miss Lowell's body when they found the body. She was dead, all right. What was it? A heart attack?
Nope. Nothing of the kind, worse luck.
Oh?
I'm afraid it isn't as simple as all that, Alf. Mrs. Clark was murdered.
What? But how was she murdered?
Someone killed her with a gold hatpin.
What?
Yes, it's true, I'm afraid. I got the pathologist's report right here. Whoever killed Maud Clark did so with great deliberation and quite a bit of skill.
Blimey. Fancy that. This'll set the gossips of little Gaddiston talking.
Yes. I consider it singularly unfortunate that Miss Lowe's body was present at the time. I know that old crank. She'll be trying to take over the case in no time.
Well, there won't be any chance of stopping her finding out about it, will there? Not with her and Ellen finding the body. Coup. Murder. Poor old soul. Not that I had much time for her myself, I must admit. But she wasn't a very nice person. Everyone agrees upon that.
I think everyone will agree that she wasn't a very nice person, Ellen.
I know, Miss Clara, but murdered. Well, I just didn't expect that.
Nobody did. Strange, you know, so many odd things about the whole affair.
Is there?
Of course. Oh, I don't mean the fact that she was stabbed below the heart with a large hatpin, or the fact that she was still wearing that dreadful mauve hat. I mean that anyone should have cared about her sufficiently to have wanted her out of the way.
I don't follow you.
Motive, child. That's what I mean, motive.
Well, I suppose she could have had plenty of enemies.
Oh,
Polly, the way you pick things up.
Oh, let's put the cover on him, keeping quiet. This is a serious discussion.
I'll do it. There. Good night, Polly.
Good night, Amy.
There, that's done it. I still don't see any motive, Miss Clara.
Neither do I, my child. Not yet. Of one thing I'm sure. This case needs a great deal of research. There can be no hasty jumpings to conclusions.
Oh.
Of course. Mrs. Clark dismissed you from her employ. Those who don't know you could easily think that you bore her a grudge.
Oh, Miss Clara!
Oh, now, quiet, child. No one with a brain in their heads is going to think you killed Maud. In any case, you were in the village the whole afternoon. I'm merely pointing out that one mustn't judge things in that fashion. I wonder. Your boyfriend, Alf, must be in on all this. Perhaps we could glean a little information from him.
Well, he did say he was coming over this evening. That's if it's all right with you.
All right with me? Why, of course it is. I shall be very, very pleased to chat with him. Now, Alf, let's have the whole story as far as you chaps have got.
I don't think I can tell you that, Miss Clara.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, the inspector seemed rather anxious that you... I mean, that no one should get their own fancy ideas about the case.
I see. I suppose he thinks we are all featherheads and he's the only one with any perception. Well, let me tell you one thing, Alf. I have more than half an idea who killed Maud Clark right now.
You have? Who?
Ah, that's for the future.
The point is, I need to know so much more than I do at the moment.
I can't divulge confidential information. It's more than my job's worth.
Oh, nonsense. Your job's not worth much, anyway.
What?
Ellen was telling me what a pittance they pay you constables. But if we could solve the case together, Alf, and you took the credit for it, wouldn't that perhaps be worth promotion?
Well, I suppose you could put it like that.
Good. Decision taken. We work together as a team. Now, what I want from you is research. Facts about the past.
About the past?
Of course. Now, I must have information relating to Maud Clark's background. People don't get themselves murdered without a reason. I want you to find out all about Maud Clark. And one other person. Now, listen carefully.
I'm sorry we've got to have that little Miss Furs in again, Alf, but it's important. You did reassure her, didn't you?
I tried to, Inspector. I pointed out that as she appears to have been the last person to have seen Mrs. Clark alive, we have to question her again.
All right. Better show her in.
Poor, pathetic little creature. She seems quite stunned by it all. Would you mind coming in, Miss Furs?
Oh, thank you. So kind of you. Oh,
not at all.
Good afternoon, Miss Furs. Do sit down.
Thank you.
I've been reading your statement, Miss Furs, and there are just two or three routine questions I'd like to go over.
Of course.
It's this business of the hat. Now, you say you went up to Mrs. Clark's cottage at lunchtime, and she tried on the hat and liked it.
Yes, she liked it very much. She was very pleased. I've never known her so pleased.
Hmm. You left the hat with her and went back to the village at about 2:30.
That is correct.
You didn't see anyone entering or leaving the grounds while you were with her?
No, I didn't.
And she wasn't wearing the hat when you left. You're sure of that?
Quite sure. Oh, Inspector, I've told you the whole truth. I really have. I had nothing to do with what happened. I just went to sell a hat, that's all. That's absolutely all.
Now, calm yourself. I believe everything you've told me, but... Well, there's one extra item that we must discuss.
What is that?
Well, the murder weapon, Miss Fairs. A golden hatpin. The police constable here says that, according to his girlfriend, the one that killed Maud Clark is identical to the one you had in a black velvet hat in your showroom on the day of the crime. Now, can you explain that, Miss Fairs?
Spurs seemed to go to pieces altogether.
Oh, well, I don't believe she did it. I just don't. Oh, Polly, do be quiet. Let's go outside, Alf. That bird seems almost human sometimes. I don't like to ever talk in front of it. This is better. Cooler out here anyway.
Where's Miss Clara?
Out on her bike, of course. She went over to the library in Great Gaveston, doing what she called a probe into the past. I really can't see what she thinks she can do that you're not doing.
Now, don't you go and underestimate Miss Clara, Ellen. She's already put me right on quite a number of things.
Oh, what things?
Never you mind. Oh, look out. Here she comes round the bicycle shed. From the looks of her, she's found out something. Just look at the way she's striding across the lawn.
Ah, there you are. Oh, I'm so glad you're here, Alf. The very person I wanted to see. Oh, what a hot afternoon's jaunt I've had. Still well worth it, I think. Yes, in the final analysis, well worth it.
You look tired out, Miss Clara. Can't I get you a cup of tea?
What an excellent idea. Splendid, my dear. Pop in and put the kettle on while I chat to Alf.
Shan't be long.
Well, Miss Clara, what have you been up to? Out with it?
I've been snooping, Alf. And what I found out dovetails in beautifully with that which you gave me.
You mean about the Westbury jewel robbery 35 years ago?
Yes. I've been digging up old newspaper files on the case in the local papers. Do you know who was working as housekeeper in the Westbury establishment at the time of the robbery, Alf?
No. Who?
Maud Clark.
What? Well, it can't be the same one.
It's a common enough name, I agree. But, look at this photograph.
Blimey, that's her, all right. Young, of course, but it's her.
Of course. And now for another surprise. Look at this. A photograph of another person, a member of the Westbury staff. Who does that remind you of?
Who? No, it,
No, it can't be.
I tell you, this is a darn stupid theory you persuaded Alf to work on, Miss Clara.
You think so, Inspector. Time will prove that. You have before you two photographs. They prove that these two people must have met 30 years ago. Then, why did they never acknowledge the fact?
Well, we don't know that they didn't.
Of course they didn't. I have a feeling about this case, Inspector, and it's not all superstition and guesswork, in spite of what you think. My theory is that Maud Clark was guilty of stealing those Westbury jewels. It was a complicated case, and the culprit was never found. Maud was never suspected because, in my view, she would have needed an accomplice. That other photograph is the clue.
Oh, it's too far-fetched. Why should that be a motive for murder after all these years?
Because after the death of the husband, whom she'd managed to catch, Maud began to feel increasingly lonely. She began to turn towards religion. She appealed to the vicar for solace. And in doing so, she made herself a candidate for murder.
You think that Miss Furs killed her because she was likely to confess everything after all these years?
Yes, I do. Miss Furs was the maid at Westbury House. My theory is that they split the spoils between them. Furs opened a millinery business, which hasn't been doing too well, and Maud Clark married a wealthy society man. Well, it all makes sense. But how to prove it? Oh, that's the thing, isn't it? How to prove it?
A stupid idea, Alf. Coming up here into Miss Loud's body's place?
I don't think so. It's going to work, Inspector. Just watch out for surprises.
But why did you turn off the lights at the mains?
You'll see, or rather you'll hear. Quiet now. Shh, there's someone coming.
No, murder, no, murder!
Polly, Polly, what are you saying? Oh, where's the light? Oh, dear, a fuse must have gone. How tiresome.
Murder, murder!
Quiet, Polly.
Miss Moore! Ma! Miss Moore! Ha, ha. Marry him, Miss Moore! Marry him!
Polly. Polly, what are you saying? What are you talking about?
Ma! Ma! Murder! Kill her! Kill her! Murder! Marry him! Kill her!
So you know. You know, don't you, Polly? You know everything. Of course, you were there at the time, weren't you? Oh, I suppose you knew how I felt when Maud took him away from me. When she married Andrew and stole him from me.
Maud, kill her!
Yes. Yes, and I did just that, didn't I? We know the truth. We're the only two who do. I killed Maud Clark because she stole him from me 30 years ago. Now I'm getting my revenge. The criminals, both of them, they stole jewels. And they stole my love. And now I'm getting my own back on both of them.
Murder, murder, no murder.
Hello and goodbye, Polly. I'm sorry to have to do this, but once I've found a light, I'll have to see that you don't live to repeat this little story. Now, where's the match?
Will this do, Miss Lansbury?
Oh, the lights will come on any second, Inspector. I've just given Ellen the signal.
What does all this mean? Oh.
That's better. The lights are on. Good. I think we've had enough to arrest you, Clara Lansbury.
Oh, but it was only the parrot. The parrot.
There was no parrot here, Miss Lansbury. Just me.
No!
You. Why?
That's enough. We've heard all we came to hear.
How did you find out?
Research, Miss Loudsbody. It doesn't take all day to mend a bicycle puncture. Your bike was ready at lunchtime on the day of the crime.
Oh.
You called on Miss Furs and, while trying on a hat, slipped the gold pin out of one of them. While Ellen was with me, you cycled back to Mrs. Clark's place and killed her. You couldn't resist placing that new hat on her head, could you? The eccentric touch.
You can't prove this.
Oh, yes, we can. You see, we've always been aware that the person who killed Maud Clark knew exactly where to stab with that hatpin. Only a person trained in medical matters could have done so.
The research you asked me to dig up in the past led me to think of yourself, Miss Loudsbody. You were a nurse at one time, weren't you?
No, I...
And you were engaged to Andrew Clark before Maud stole him away.
For an intelligent woman, you made two slips. One of them was to think we wouldn't check up on you among the others. And the other...
Well, what was the other?
The other was not realizing that your parent doesn't talk in the dark. That was the risk I took in imitating him. After all, you always cover up Polly to stop him talking, don't you?
You'll never be able to convince anyone of this. Never. I tell you...
Save your protestations for the jury, Miss Lousbody. All right, Alf. That was very good work on your part. Take her away.
Sure, Inspector. And thank you, Miss Lousbody.
Thank me?
Well, I'm going to get promotion after this. That was the idea when we first got together, wasn't it?
I, the silent herald of life and death, success or failure, the unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes... The 11th hour.